And now we have some breaking news for you. Just a couple of hours ago, it was announced that the Missouri History Museum has a new leader. And our own Nancy Fowler, she is the arts and culture reporter for St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon, is covering the story, and she joins me now. And Nancy will tell us that history is being made today.
Yes, absolutely. Francis Levine, who was the director, or still is the director, of the New Mexico History Museum, is the first woman to be president of the Missouri History Museum, and also the first female to head any institution in the Zoo Museum District.
What sort of credentials does she have?
Well, she has, since 2002, she's been the director of the New Mexico Museum. Before that, she's taught or been in academia in a community college in New Mexico. She has a PhD in anthropology, and she has written several books about the region and the history of the region in New Mexico.
What challenges does she think she faces here?
Well, she understands, of course, that the recent controversies within the museum's governance and the circuit attorney's report recently cleared the museum of any wrongdoing, but it also chastised the museum governance for poor communication and cooperation. But she seems untroubled by that. In our interview, when I talked with her yesterday, she says she sees that report as a sort of a pathway. It really spells out, how to do things the right way, and that's the way she's looking at it.
Does she have any sense that some repair work has to be done, or is that part of the story behind us?
She does understand that the museum's reputation has been shaken, and she will certainly work to make sure, she said, transparency, communication are paramount, and she will certainly continue to work toward good communication and making sure that everything is clear to all parties.
I've read your story on our website, stlpublicradio.org, and communication seems to be very much a key with her at this point.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, the next big thing is the fact that the timing is really perfect, because she'll be coming here just as the city is getting ready to celebrate its 250th anniversary.
Exactly.
What does she say about that?
She sees that as an opportunity. There'll be many different ethnic groups having their own celebrations within the 250th birthday celebration. And she sees that as an opportunity. They'll be coming to the museum, different populations, and giving her an opportunity to meet with them and talk with them about how, they'd like to be involved with the museum. So
it's got to be an exciting time for her to come just at this particular point in our city's history.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about Bob Cox, the man who served as an interim director after Mr. Archibald left? What kind of marks does he get? Is anybody looking at that at this point?
I'm not sure. I think the sense is fairly good marks. I don't know, for certain, but that seems to be the sense.
Okay. Put a bottom line on this for me, if you would, Nancy Fowler. We have the new president and CEO of the Missouri History Museum. Your thoughts about how it's happening and about this lady?
Well, she seems to be very excited about coming to St. Louis. She has been here many times. I think while she seems very she recognizes the troubles that have, really been in the forefront of the museum this year, she's very much wants to learn from them. She doesn't seem to be wallpapering over the past, and feels that there definitely are lessons to be learned, and that'll be a big part of her effort here.
Compensation is always a personal thing, but I do note that her compensation, while healthy and very nice, is not nearly the kind of income that Mr. Archibald enjoyed.
That's right. His base pay was $375,000, and hers is $235,000. His was near the top of the range of, similar institutions, and hers is, I believe they said, it's like the 33%. So it's lower than almost all of the other Zoo Museum District institution heads, or right at the lowest.
Does she have any concerns about being a woman and what I think was referred to in your article as a boys' club?
She said, I've always been in the boys' club, and this is nothing new. And she says, I just don't expect them to leave me out of anything.
Well, Nancy Fowler, thank you for joining us. And we'll point people toward our website at stlpublicradio.org, where the interview that you had with Ms. Levine.
Yes.
Is detailed, as well as a little sound from your interview with her. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Don.